The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
GD here on the fan. Linnell's in for GP. Couple hours left with your pals on this Christmas Eve show. Austin Eckler joins the boys at 5. It's going to be a lot of fun. Got some cool stuff coming up, including my annual tradition of the all-request impression line. We'll do that after Austin Eckler. So the way that works is you could call, you could tweet me at Funny Danny, you could be in the YouTube chat, 106.7 The Fan YouTube page, you could see us right there. You request the voice. If I can do it, I will do it. And then the topic, like whatever. So, for example, earlier Darius asked me, what would Deion Sanders say about Shador joining the Giants? And I did that. There you go. In years past, I've done Donald Trump talking about the Battle of Helm's Deep from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, wow.
I've done Kevin Sheehan breaking down an arm wrestling match. Whatever you got, if I can do it, I will do it for you. And that's what we do. And I want to give you guys this hot take. But first, this was during the break just now.
Yeah.
This was really cool.
Wow.
I think. So I take my headphones off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to the bathroom. That's not the cool part. That happens all the time. I'm pretty good at it. Right? You know, I'm going to use the restroom. It's not a big deal. Ask any follow-up questions. I'm just saying, don't you guys out there have questions? Don't bother asking them.
Yeah.
It's fine. Everyone has to do it. It's fine. It was fine. And Darius and Max Kleber are in there going nuts. And I'm like, well, like it's, you know, you ever see Family Guy when somebody says something over the line and they'll go, wow, wow. And then Peter's like, we're having a nice time here. It sounded like that.
Yeah.
Like they're going, oh, wow, wow, wow. Like what happened? Right. And I'm going, what? Like, is that, did my pants rip? Or is someone mad? Did something happen? Is it bad? And they heard something and they were going nuts over it. This is what they heard. Right. You hear this on the station all the time. Oh, I'm sorry. Look at this. Look at you.
Who's that guy?
Look at that.
I don't know how that guy could be on that radio across the country and in this chair at the same time.
Now, listen. I actually have questions.
Yeah.
Number one, the sponsorship that you read, the 2GL thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I told you this, Darius, already. I auditioned for that national ad that's going for voiceover stuff. The direction was like, do this, 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 and this. I did that, didn't get it, and they got a guy that didn't do any of those things. I'm sure he's very talented. He seems very good, but I'm annoyed about that.
Yes.
The way they wanted the commercial was do it with kind of like a Ryan Reynolds cadence where it's a keep up, it's golf. Like that sort of deal, right? I did that. I did it very well, if I could say that. I crushed it. And they were like, no, stupid. You can't lose weight. Damn, and your cheeks are red. And your haircut's weird. And you're selfish.
I love your haircut,
Bob. Well, that's nice of you. That's what they said to me with their eyes. But anyway, so you did that read. And that jumped out at me, the keep up, it's golf thing. The second part is you just did it. You did one of the things. It's like Jim Rome and Linnell. That's pretty cool.
Good company to keep.
Right?
Good company to keep, yeah.
Jim Rome's like, New York sports, ridiculous. The Knicks right now are ridiculous. Break them up. Jalen Brunson, ridiculous. I'm like, that's a sports minute. Did you write that yourself? Like,
I didn't even write it.
Who wrote it?
I just said it. I just spit it into the
who
mic.
Who gives it to you?
Me?
But that's what I'm saying. So someone goes, "Hey, we need a sports minute," and you go, "Okay."
So they give us the ad read, and then we just make up a sports minute.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Because that's buddy. You've been talking about that. That's yes. something that's a point you've made off air. Mm-hmm. It's a very good point. I agree with you. That's pretty neat, dude.
Well, sports
you're,
minute.
I know you're downplaying it like it's not a big deal. I think that's pretty cool.
I'm a little shy about it, Danny. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's wow.
Thank you, crowd.
No, I mean,
that's
you know,
the big applause too. That's not the little.
No,
that's
it's not. Right? And I know the little applause when the little applause gets
I got
gets
that
rang.
Little applause.
I did a little double duty this morning. I was 10 to noon on the old Infinity Sports Network, and I'm here with
that.
You.
I'm sorry about
no,
that.
No, this is fun.
You've had to stack up with two hardworking guys the last 2 days.
I know, right?
Toby was doing double duty yesterday.
Yeah,
now Linnell.
Yeah, Toblerone is doing updates.
Wait. That's what I want to get into.
Toblerone?
What did you call him?
Toblerone.
No file on.
What?
Oof.
Max.
You serious?
As my fellow youngin' in attendance.
Come on.
Darius and Danny are
Max
older than
good, Linnell. Max made a good point when he said, come on.
Snacks Ames knows what a Toblerone is. Bro.
You don't know what a Toblerone is?
I actually just found out that the Luna Dune cookies, I thought they were Lana Don's.
Okay.
Wow.
Elena Deladon cookies? Okay. Thank
With
you.
A better back.
Every day you surprise me, Linnell.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
I'm glad you did.
I don't think it was meant as one, but here's what... Toblerone is a delicious candy bar. They basically sell internationally or like the duty-free shop.
I feel like candy from other countries. Ah.
The Toblerone. See if I'm going to try it, Darius. You know what? You already know what I'm going to say. I'm going to try it. Here we go. The Toblerone slaps. Yes?
Wow.
Everybody looked down kind of at their shoes.
That was very old of you.
Oh, see, there's the little applause. The audience liked it.
Okay. Well, let's see to give you the big one.
Well, that's the nickname. So I call him Toby, his name, or Toblerone, or Tobias Funke, which is from Arrested Development. That's before your time. That's fine.
It's better than the nicknames J.P. Finley was giving him when they paired up last week. I don't even think I should repeat them on the air. They're that bad.
Were they mean?
Rice Cube?
Rice Cube goes crazy.
No, they're amazing nicknames, but like, damn, J.P. I know where the big-eared man was coming from when he gave out these names. There's Rice Cube. And here's the one that really knocks my socks off. Manny Snacky Owl.
Toby shared that one yesterday with me.
Toby's the man, though.
And I went, that's not funny, as I'm dying laughing.
Yeah, that's tough.
And I was like, I didn't say it. I'm just over here just to, you know, looking at my shoelaces. I would never. Anyway.
Yeah, that's tough.
But anyway, dude, that's cool. I think that's
appreciate
neat
it, bro.
That you do those. Like, those to me are... you know, like some of the who's who in our thing, big national folks that like, like, here's the way I would describe it. If during a commercial break, somebody's like, here's 1 minute. It's not from like local Larry. It's not from like, you know, some dude in who's doing middays in Charlotte. Is getting that.
Shout out to Pat doing middays in Charlotte.
Well, man, I feel bad now.
No joke. I have no clue who Pat is. It was a joke.
Welcome to the Pat Show. The thing with the Hornets is they ain't been good at forever. Your calls. I don't know what voice that is for Pat. I feel bad.
No, that's a North Carolina accent.
Charlotte. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm gonna be good? You think I'm gonna be good? What's wrong with Carolina basketball too? Y'all want to talk about that? Call Pat.
Can't wait till the 5 o'clock hour. Good God.
Where was I? But it's like kind of, that's a pretty big little feather in your cap.
Thank you, my
on
friend.
The mantelpiece.
Thank you.
So they go, you got 40 seconds to do something, or however long, 30 seconds?
25 seconds, 25 and then you got to read the spot too. So.
And you got to get the spot in.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
And you just do it. And now what if it's something and they go, you know what, that's stupid. We don't care about that. Or you don't get checked. Does that make sense?
Well, if.
Because that's an interesting one. But what if you were like, the most important event coming up in toddler NASCAR whatever.
I'm sure Greg Giannotti or one of those big shots in New York would have something to say. Greg Giannotti, by the way, the man that called me Longfellow Tidwads, why that annoying account exists.
Mm-hmm.
Here nor there.
Okay.
Here nor there.
So you turn that in,
mm-hmm.
and they go, okay. And then it plays done. All across the country.
So my first one, that was actually my second one of the day. I did two today. My first one.
What was your first one?
Was about Jaden Daniels carving up the Eagles and how the NFC is now wide open. Because I've long said the Eagles are the best team. Not just in the NFC, but in the entire National Football League. But after our guy Five, what the callers say, once you start getting called out by your number, you've really arrived.
That's right.
But once Five did what he did on Sunday, man, the Eagles look a little cooked on the defensive side of the
little
football.
Little
Dalvin. Well, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I think it's James. Cool, buddy. So, Merry Christmas and congratulations.
Thank you.
That's what I'm going with. Let me give you my hot take.
Yeah, I've been waiting on this because I actually peeled back the curtain. I saw it in the rundown. I vehemently disagree.
Of course you do. Everyone does.
You know, let's do it.
So, you want to tell me I'm wrong? I love it. 800-636-1067. That's really what Christmas is about, telling someone that they're wrong.
Wrong, yeah.
So, I've heard Kevin Sheehan extensively talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is the conventional wisdom. The conventional wisdom about the Washington 53 is they can't stop the run. They can't stop the run, and that's going to be devastating to them. They're such a bad run defense that when they run into somebody, no pun intended, that can run the ball, they're cooked. They're done. They won't be able to beat them.
Yeah.
Period, end of story. That's it. That's the game. Okay. And I'm not only not concerned about their run defense, I think the issue is the pass defense. And here is my rationale.
This should be good.
When they've decided we're going to stop the run, they have. Look at their opponents.
Uh-huh.
Go back through when they said, we're not letting, I've already forgotten the guy's name, by the way, backup Billy that started the game against for New Orleans.
Before he was placed by Spencer Rattler. Miller?
No, the quarterback.
Jake Haner.
Yeah. It's a Jay Kaner or Jake Haner. No one should know, by the way. Don't look it up. Obsolete. They said, that's fine. Alvin Kamara's back there. He's not beating us. 5 carries for 12 yards.
Yeah.
When they said, we don't have to worry about Kenny Pickett and his small hands. We don't care about Kenny Pickett. We care about Saquon Barkley, 22 carries for 49 yards. They shoved it on Tennessee, who's run the football effectively, but they're not scared of Will Levis. They've stopped nearly everybody when they've set out to. When they've had to stop the run, they've been able to. Here's my analogy. I have been desperate to lose weight for years. I can't. I've proven that I can't do it. Okay? I can't do it by myself.
Yeah.
That to me is what their pass defense is. When they want to stop the run, when they declare we're stopping the run, we'll put some resources towards it. We can stop it. They've been able to. When they've said we're going to stop you from passing, 4th and 7 happens and Benjamin St. Juste is cooked by A.J. Brown for a first down. When it comes to a quarterback dropping back, that's good, and throwing it against him, they have no answer. If they can't get home and have a feeding frenzy against the Panthers, against the Bears early, against Cooper Rush, against Will Levis, against Daniel Jones, or whoever the hell they trot in after him, Drew Lock and company, when they've played good offenses, they've had absolutely no answer for passing games. Their numbers overall are worse against the run than they are against the pass.
Right.
That's the stat that everyone's going to throw at me. They'll go, look at their yards per carry, yards allowed per pass, yards allowed per run. It's way worse for their defense against the run. My response to that is, that's because they're so terrified of passing games. That's because, and it depends on what Marshawn Lattimore's health looks like. I'm not optimistic, by the way, that he'll just be fine. This is a second hamstring in, you know, as many months.
Yeah.
That's now knocked him out of games, kept him from games. I don't know if you're counting on Lattimore this year. Their current group, even with him, had no answer for when the Philadelphia Eagles would drop back and pass it. They had no answer against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They had no answer against the Eagles the first time. They had no answer against Lamar Jackson and company when a team wanted to throw. Had no answer against Joe Burrow and company when they wanted to throw. They lit up everything against Cincinnati. They couldn't stop the Bengals. Nobody does. Bengals have a good offense. But they've thrived against offenses where they didn't respect both. In other words, when they played Arizona, Arizona was a joke and a disaster. Feeding frenzy game made their numbers look good. Same with Cleveland. Same with Carolina. Same with Chicago to a degree. Same with Dallas, Tennessee, New Orleans, etc. When they commit resources to stopping the run, they can. When they commit resources to stopping the pass, they can't. That is my opening salvo. I've got more, but your response.
I hear what you're saying, right? But I'm of the belief that one leads to the other, right? I think all of the teams that lit them up passing-wise, they also had some concerns about the run game, too. I'm mainly talking about Tampa in the opener. Baker marched the football up and down the field.
Good offenses can move the ball against them.
The Giants game, mm-hmm. week two, mm-hmm. walked the football up and down the field on us, passing and running. And I hear what you're saying, because the numbers part of this makes it crazy, what you're saying. They're like top seven against the pass in terms of yards per play allowed, yards per game allowed. They're bottom five against the run still, even after the performance Sunday. I would say this, as a guy that's been around football my entire life, from every level that I've played, from Pop Warner, high school, college, the number one principle, you can poll defensive coordinators throughout the country at all levels, the number one thing you want to accomplish first and foremost as a defense is stopping the run. Because if you don't stop the run, Danny Ruiz, the pass game becomes even more effective. And that's the dynamic that I think Kevin continues to be concerned about. I also have been extremely concerned. I do not think they will win a playoff game because I have real concerns about their ability to stop any of the rushing attacks this postseason. And let's be real and honest here, people, and I'm gonna sound like, you know, a contrarian when I say this. The only reason they stopped Philadelphia's run game post Jalen Hurts was because they did not have to deal with Jalen Hurts. Now, lucky for Washington, there are other teams, lucky for Washington, Philly is one of a few teams that actually uses its quarterback in the run game exclusively. Like, they do it a lot. If they couldn't, if they didn't have Kenny Pickett at quarterback, they would have gotten gashed Sunday. But if my grandmother had a mustache, she'd be my grandfather. So we don't, you know, it's just what it is. I don't have concern about the pass defense as much because they've played a defensive style to say, hey, we're not going to give up explosives. They play with a light box, third most in the National Football League, meaning six or fewer defenders. They live in that too high safety. Look, this was the big aha about getting Marshawn Lattimore. You can now commit more resources to the run and in the box. And in turn, you leave elite corner on an island against elite wide receiver and you deal with the results. I'm fine with that. I would much rather teams throw the ball successfully than run it, if that makes sense. Because I continue to believe if you can't stop the run, you damn sure can't stop the pass. Like, that's just how I look at it.
To me, the running game stops itself. Whether it's a procedure penalty, whether it's a hold, whether it's, you know, something doesn't fire correctly, and you get a tackle for a loss, something just gets disrupted, whatever it is, that's going to happen. You mentioned the Giants game, for example. Uh-huh. I'd point to the Baltimore game as another example. When they've played receivers that are good, Malik Nabers went 10 for 127. And the only reason they won was because he dropped what would have been 11 for 138.
Yeah.
Okay? And they didn't have a kicker, right? That sort of changed that game. That talking about the first time they matched up. Zay Flowers in the first half, they said, we're not going to let Derrick Henry beat us. Zay Flowers went 9 for 132.
Crazy.
They don't have an answer to good passing games. They have an answer for good running games when they commit to it. You already said it. There's a reason they play that light box. They're terrified of leaving these guys on an island.
That's
They're terrified of
Danny.
Dudes running free in the secondary. Running games, they can live with the chip away. There's going to be gashes in the run game. You remember that first time Devin Singletary against the Giants was carving up? You're going, what's the deal? You're right. When they're in a light box, when they're playing the pass, they can get gashed in the run game, which has happened a bunch. You saw it early when Saquon Barkley was having his way, when they're going, A.J. Brown is terrifying, so is DeVonta Smith. We can't not let them get the big plays, end up giving up some big plays to Barkley. But once it was, okay, let's shut the valve off, they can shut it off. You cannot shut off the passing valve. And that's kind of my point here.
You may be on to something with this. And I don't want to agree with you because this has been my hill that I said I would die on. I seriously, I don't know if it's a personnel thing. I don't know if it's, you know, they just don't have the guys. But I do have concerns about their run game. But the pass game, think about when Spencer Rattler comes off the bench and leads four straight scoring drives. It was a whole lot of Spencer Rattler dropping back. It wasn't really Kendre Miller to that final drive.
So, yes, Miller had some carries because they were not concerned about it. When they were concerned with Kamara, they shoved it on him. They were dominant in the run game. They've been dominant at times in terms of run defense. They have not been dominant, in my opinion, against anybody. Let me rephrase. They've been dominant as well in pass defense against. They've had a feeding frenzy where Frankie Louvu's gotten all the sacks. They're blitzing six ways from Sunday. They're doing the Greg Williams, Todd Bowles, get off the bus, blitz from everywhere and anywhere, and let's see what happens type defense.
Dude,
right? To me, I look at Pittsburgh, where they said, okay, we don't want the run game to beat us. They give a bunch of rush yards, but George Pickens went 5 for 91, and that's why they lost.
And Mike Williams, obviously,
and
over
Mike
the
Williams,
top.
Right over the top. The games they've given up some rush, they give a bunch of rushing yards to the Chicago Bears because they didn't give a damn about DeAndre Swift or whoever beating them. The terrifying thing is the three wide receivers is Allen, Odunze, and DJ Moore. DJ Moore went for 200 million yards last year on Thursday night against some of their same personnel that they had at the time. To me, that's influenced all of this. Now, it doesn't excuse moments where you go, I'd like some of these highly compensated professionals to be a little bit better in the run game, right? I don't need Frankie Louvu tackling a guy from behind after 8 or 9 yards every time.
Right.
Right? I'm not saying they're good against the run.
You're just saying the pass defense is a bigger concern.
And so an axiom that I learned from the great Rich Tandler is
Rich.
Forget about what they say, it's about what they do. And here's what they've done. They play the light box. What they've done is act as if they are terrified of teams ending up with chunk yards against them. They're going to keep everybody in front, which has meant we are sacrificing some rushing totals. Yes, you can run the ball against them. But I think that's only when they're terrified if you do something else. And a team that can do both, see Detroit, see Philadelphia when they're right, see Green Bay to a degree when they're right. We saw that last night. Yeah. Minnesota certainly has shown the ability. You don't match up well with them. Because, again, the defense doesn't have the Billies and Joes yet. They don't have the horses, especially if Lattimore's out for some time or can or can't play in the playoffs. To me, their behavior tells you we're willing to give up right now some runs. You're going to get some gains. We think if you have to run the ball 10, 11, 12 times to get down the field on us, you'll mess up. There'll be a hold. There'll be that missed block. Someone will miss an assignment. The timing of a play will be off. You get a procedure penalty. You'll get in a must-pass situation. They're more terrified of those than they are of running plays. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I'm pretty sure, if I can compliment myself, I 100% convinced Linnell. Your silence says everything.
Yeah.
You're convinced that I'm right. Max knows that I'm right. I think Darius knows I'm right, too. I challenge all of you. 800-636-1067. Explain to me why I'm wrong. Tell me why I'm wrong. That meme. You know the guy that's sitting there with a cup of coffee with that smirk on his face? It's like, tell me why I'm wrong. I'm that guy smirking with the cup of coffee. 800-636-1067. Austin Eckler joins us at 5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The bewildered look on Linnell's face says it all. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Linnell Willingham in for GP. Austin Eckler joins us at 5. As Washington continues to build the foundation of success on and off the field this season, it's time for you to plan for your future as well. As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condorian Morod can help you update your last will and testament or set up a revocable trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to tell them that Grant and Danny sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. And that's KRS-One.
KRS-One.
Yes, that is correct. Step into a world, all-time banger. All-time banger. Cut to freshman year of college. My false identification, allegedly, whatever I have to say, gets me into Lulu's. I'm there the same week that Chris Webber gets arrested.
Oh, wow.
Which is the little, I wasn't there at the same time, but I was there the same week. $1.50 Miller Lights if you get there before 10. I mean, just a different time.
That's insane.
Just a different time is all I will say. This song comes on. Everybody's so happy. Any hoodles. We're gonna do a little 2-in-1 type thing, but let me close out my hot take argument here.
I don't even think it's as hot as you build it to be.
But no one thinks this. Everybody has gone. They see Saquon Barkley ripping off 68-yarders, whatever the hell the number was.
Yeah.
They see these big gains. They see different guys that have carved them up in the run game. The overall numbers. I think I got this right in front of me here. Let me double check that I have it right. I believe they are 27th in the league in yards per attempt.
Mm-hmm.
That's allowed in terms of the run game. I think it's 20th or tied for 19th in net yards per pass attempt. Meaning you drop back to pass, what happens? Sack, incomplete, gain, yeah. Loss, whatever, right? So the overall numbers go, Danny, you're stupid. Like what you're saying is crazy. My point is, if you actually delve into this, this is one of those times that I love numbers. So I love data numbers. I love information so much. We should never hide from it. We should never discard it. We can put different bits of import on certain kinds of info over others, and it's fine, whatever you choose to do. It's your fandom. It's your information. We shouldn't hide from it. This is one of those times where I do think the numbers lie. I really believe that in this case. My only argument here is when they've decided you ain't running it, whenever that's been, they've had really good run defensive moments.
But didn't they decide they weren't going to, that Philly wasn't going to run it in the first matchup, and then in the fourth quarter, Saquon goes Kanye crazy? Like, when you bring up that part of it is where I go, because I think, as I said before, like, that is, and maybe this is not Joe Witt's philosophy and I know nothing, which probably is true. I feel like that is the base principle of every defense, is stopping the run. Ron, can't stand him, but he was a horrible coach. But what was his old mantra?
Well, stop the run all the way to quarterback.
But where your feet are, you really should be.
I mean, but like everybody believes that. And I continue to believe if you can't stop the run, you can't stop the pass. But the reverse can be true. But here's my other thing that I worry about with the run game. And this is another number that, I don't know if you pulled this one out. This is the one that I get a little bit concerned about.
Okay.
Entering, and I haven't checked the updated version of this stat, but entering week 16, they were bottom four in the National Football League in terms of runs or 10 or more yards allowed.
Yes, they've gotten gashed many times over.
Like, that's a problem.
It is? Of
like
course it is.
And now, I think when you compare the explosive runs given up to the explosive passes, maybe there are more explosive runs. Now, I don't know that for sure.
Or the percentage, like, right? Because teams throw it more than they pass it. Or throw it more than they run it. So, again, game within the game. Go to the Cleveland game, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They gave up a huge yards per carry total to a couple of Jag running backs. I think it was Dante Foreman and maybe Jerome Ford.
I would almost said Isaiah Crowell.
That's funny. Well, they're up 24-3 at that point.
Yeah.
They don't give a damn. You want to run it? Thank you.
Go ahead.
Because Cleveland's trying to get out of there. Washington's already won. The game's over. Mm-hmm. So their yards per carry looks worse. They decided we're not going to let Amari Cooper and David Njoku and whoever else beat us, and they did a good enough job there against a bad offense that was really struggling. Now, I'm not saying that when they decide to stop the run, they're always good at it, because your point is right. When they were still playing the full Monty against Philadelphia, they got gashed. They got gashed early in this game, most recently on Sunday, and then the first one they were getting away with it. Jalen Hurts was missing stuff. Yeah. They were lucky in that game, and again, I'm not taking anything away from them. They got paid to play too. But once Philadelphia found their footing, they ripped a bunch of stuff off, right? It really started to me right around that fourth down time, if you remember that first game on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, when just they didn't get it. Yeah.
Just a third down check down to Saquon Barkley. He left, I think it was Quan Martin, maybe it was somebody else, in his wake and ripped off 40-some yards.
Yeah.
And as soon as that happened, it was now Philadelphia's in gear. Now the offense is humming. You were going to get blown out of there, and that's what happened. So I don't think they can stop Philadelphia. I don't think they can stop a real good offense that can do everything. If they play somebody that has, and you make them pick one or the other, and you're not afraid of the other result. In other words, when I play Tennessee, and I go, it ain't going to be you running the ball, because I'm not afraid at all of Will Levis, Mason Rudolph, whoever, they can do something. But when you've got both, as every team in the postseason does, Minnesota, Detroit, Green Bay, Philadelphia, who we've already seen.
Rams, if they end up
and the Rams, too, I mean, Kyron Williams is a badass, and you got a couple bookend receivers. I would not want to see the Rams, by the way, in the postseason.
That may be our worst matchup, if I'm being honest. because they have legitimately both. And that's what I was going to ask you next. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the potential teams they can face in the postseason, is there a group that you go, ah, it's that team. I think Washington can stop them from doing this.
No.
And that's why I don't give them a big chance to win a postseason game. Before you all try and jump down my throat and send me hate mail to my apartment, that's okay that they're probably not going to win a postseason
game. At this stage,
this is year one of a rebuild. Mm-hmm. We got the organizational structure that's in place matters far more than anything else. And then Sunday, once again, you realize, oh, wait, we've got a one-of-one guy at the position.
Yeah, so if they somehow match up with Atlanta, probably not feasible.
Yeah.
I'd feel good about that, but because they're the worst team in the postseason right now. Or if
for
Tampa,
sure.
Or if they swap with Tampa. Tampa's beat up. Mm-hmm. They're not the same team that whooped Washington's took us in week number one. But in general, I don't think there's a great matchup there for them. And to your point, I'm spinning two plates. One, we could talk about this season, and we should, because mm-hmm. we're going through it right now. Two, big picture, we should all be doing spin kicks. Right? That long-term thing is not changing and hasn't changed. The structure is there. A competent ownership group that's, you know, not harassing anybody, is not tyrannical, is not, you know, sabotaging this thing, trying to win a race. A GM that knows what the hell he's doing, even though there have been misses, by the way.
It happens.
That's those kinds of things are very different than A, not having a GM, or having a guy that shouldn't be the GM, who couldn't be bothered to do the job, who hired a bunch of his buddies who just agree with him. That structure was wrong. Not having a GM is wrong. That's fixed. That's over with. And it seems like they got a pretty competent head coach the guys play hard for, and the quarterback is here.
That's
to
the
me,
big difference, yeah.
Their argument, the argument for they can win a playoff game, I hate to be oversimplified. I hate to do what your boy Nick Wright does every day on television, where he's like, no one's as good as Mahomes, and that's the show. They have Jaden Daniels. Sometimes
that's yeah.
Superman puts the cape on and saves the day.
Yeah.
That's it.
I.e. Sunday.
That's the argument. Now, it still takes a play from Frankie Louvu. It mm-hmm. still takes some, a play here or there, a kick return from Luke McCaffrey. I mean, of course, other guys are getting paid to play too, but Jaden Daniels just threw for 5 touchdowns against a defense that hadn't allowed more than 2 all season.
Just crazy.
4 of those to Olamide Zaccheaus, who played in Philadelphia and had as many catches as you and I did last year, and Jamison Crowder, who was available at any time for anybody over the last several years to be the team's 5th wide receiver. That's the argument for them
incredible.
Winning. It's not a defensive thing.
No, not at all.
Right?
But that's okay because it's year one. I just am amazed and grateful at the same time that we're able to have this conversation. We now have the guy.
It's a 10-win team. They have a chance. They have a great chance to win 11 for the first time since 91 before you were a person.
Before I was even an idea, Danny Ruey.
You weren't even a concept.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So big picture, again, we always try to do this. Big picture is as good as it can be. And that's not hyperbolic. It is as good as it can
quite
be
literally.
Long term.
Yeah.
Right now, this year, that's a flawed roster. It's even thinner because of some of the injuries. Speaking of injuries, we'll talk to Austin Ekeler at 5 o'clock. Hopefully get some good news from him about him working his way back. Mm-hmm. They could really use him in the postseason.
For sure.
I think especially as a couple guys are banged up and Ertz looked like he was pretty limited this past week. They could really use Austin Ekeler just to maybe help in the run game, but really the pass game to me. Is where he could be really influential. Just some easy stuff on early downs. But coming up next, it is Christmas Eve, and we'll do a little kitschy, kind of hokey sort of deal. Junk started it today. Linnell and I will go around. We'll talk to Max and Darius about what they would do too. We're going to figure out what gift would you get for Washington and maybe even Jaden Daniels specifically to help them down the stretch and come to the postseason before Austin Ekeler joins us at 5 p.m. Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Sorry about all of it. Sorry about the early 90s hip-hop. Again, you're probably so confused, Linnell.
I am.
Lyrics. No minute and a half long intros where someone's like, yeah.
Is that you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then
they mutter something. You can hear the words. You got some melodies. Oh, it's just a different time, man. It must be tough for you.
This like narrative that you older folks have set that
that's right.
Like, our rap music, when I say our, I'm talking about the Youngest in Charge movement, that our rap music is just a bunch of jibber-jabber. It's not true.
Mm.
I have a homework assignment for you this Christmas break. I know you will not complete it because you probably think it's all mumble, but if you do turn on one song, one album, one project.
Seriously, will you send me some suggestions? Please do. I'm dead serious about that.
One of one. That's O-N-E of one, W-U-N, by Gunna, YSL rap member.
Okay.
Was in prison, beat prison charges.
He beat them.
Came out and is now rapping about it.
Oh.
It's storytelling.
It's storytelling.
Like, so they're lyrics.
It's probably the same as Nas and how great it was, how good his lyrics were back in the day.
Thank you.
It's probably on the same level.
Gunna and Nas, two
are probably
great
the same. Yeah. It's probably the same.
I just know
Now, listen, respectfully, I've already forgotten what you said, so please, I need it in writing.
Will you text
me that? I'm actually serious.
I promise.
I'd like to give it a chance. Because there are, like, I know, like, everyone makes fun of Drake. I think there's some quality. Drake?
No, Drake's amazing.
Kendrick Lamar's track from Black Panther is one of my favorite songs made in the last couple of decades. That's probably too long. Decade plus. Like, there is some quality stuff, but you got to search. You got to sift through a lot of little this and diminutive that and smaller than average this guy and duh, this dude. And a lot of it just stinks on ice.
You know what I would pay to see?
What's that?
You at a Sexy Red concert. Slim Thick, Caramel Skin, 5'5".
Yeah, no, I don't know it at all. It wouldn't go well for anybody.
You wouldn't get it sexy?
No, I wouldn't be welcome. They'd be like, no one would like me there. I wouldn't like it there. The whole thing,
you would fit right in. It'd be amazing.
I would not, and let's be honest.
So she's got a line of Sexy Red's shit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She's got a line of lip gloss that she names after some very provocative things.
Oh.
I think you'd enjoy it.
Where can I not buy that? That's Linnell. I'm Danny. This is Grant Danny here on The Fan. Austin Eckler joins us in about 10 minutes. And people in the chat, what up, chat, are already doing the right thing.
Uh-huh.
We're 40 minutes away, give or take, from me doing the annual Christmas tradition of the Jesus. His birthday. Tomorrow. Okay. The all-impression request line. Easier for me to say. I talk for a job. Get those in. Tweet me at FunnyDanny. Type them out in the chat. Do that, and I will do my best. The bit is the voice. If I can do it, I'll do it. And the topic. So, for example, one in the chat right now is, I would love to hear Danny doing an Obama, catching Santa in his house, and then doing a press conference about it. That's, you get the idea.
Yes.
One says Josh Harris telling Ron Rivera he's fired. Again, you get the idea.
Oh, my God.
I just want to let you know you need to pack all your crap. Boom, get out of here.
Whoa.
Yeah. You don't know about Josh Harris?
Has he broke this out and I'm just not hip or what?
You're usually down there yelling at Russell. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know Josh. So since Josh Harris called us and was like, I just want to know if I can buy everyone a beer, I've been rocking it since then. Thanks, audience. Thank you.
Yeah. I benefited from said beer. It was great.
Yeah.
Danny, go ahead with your bad self.
Well, thank you. We had a debate as to whether that was better or my Spencer Carberry was better, because people were putting my Carberry over, and I'm like, that's still in the working stage. That's
still
Play-Doh.
Crafting it.
I'm pretty good about it. Anyway. But anyway, yeah, we'll do that at 5:30 after Austin Eckler joins us. Okay. So here's the other thing. Let's go around the room here. Maxwell House Coffee, be thinking of your answer. Christian Darrisaw, yours. Linnell, I want yours here in a second. It can't just be like the best player in the league. Or the best left tackle.
Yeah.
Give me something you want to give Washington here for Christmas, right? Whether it's Jaden Daniels a weapon, whether it's protection, whether it's, you know, continued adjustments from Kingsbury, whether it's more blitzing, whatever it is. I'll go first. My answer is pretty simple. He comes on in 8 minutes. Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
I want Eckler back. To me, you can get away with not having Austin Eckler against some of the bad teams. You can beat Tennessee. You barely beat New Orleans, but you can beat New Orleans. You can beat the juvenile group. And I'm aware they just beat Philadelphia. But to me, I would not want to take my chances in a playoff game without the ease that Austin Eckler provides.
Yeah.
Right? That's your 1 yard into 12 yards. That's your pass pro. That's your check down that you're still getting meaningful yards on in the kick return game. Although Luke McCaffrey was great this past weekend. Maybe they found something there. But to me, Eckler, we think of the easy button like DeSean Jackson going over the top or Tyreek Hill. The other version of the easy button is, this is nothing. This is a little flare screen. This is a little tunnel screen, little bubble, and you get a first down out of it. You're moving the chains. Think of the first game at Philadelphia. That's how they started. Eckler left, Eckler right. Now all of a sudden they're in Eagle territory. Just like that. Just a couple. He returns the kick. You flare screen to the right. You ran to the left. You all of a sudden picked up 30 yards right there, and now you're in scoring range.
Boom.
That's what they need back, a little bit more ease, because it's not coming at receiver. There's nobody at receiver that they can do it outside of Terry McLaurin, and it's the Allen of Misfit Toys. To me, that's their next best weapon. That's who they need back.
Yeah, it was tough because I actually thought KJ Osborne was going to be active this week based on the way Cliff spoke at the presser about 2 weeks ago when they first signed him. But my gift, and this is tough, I thought long and hard about this. My gift for the Commanders and what I think would really set this group over the top is if Marshawn Lattimore had two brand new hamstrings. I mean, fresh out of the wrapper, not even under the tree, like the surprise dad I got you gift. Marshawn opens up all his gifts, and then dad goes, oh, I got two hamstrings for you. That is what this team needs, is a healthy Marshawn Lattimore. Because you saw it on Sunday, and I got people in my comments talking about, oh, but yeah, the defensive pass interference penalties. You know how difficult it is to be in man-to-man coverage left on an island with that freakazoid A.J. Brown for 55 plays? It's tough.
One of those Browns pulling him down by the front, and he's responding. I thought that one was bogus. I thought the third one was correct.
Yeah.
Now, we were annoyed because the other two had already happened for huge right. first downs on third down plays. I thought the third one was right. He was draped, and I'd want that called in the other direction. Second one, to me, I didn't think the ball was catchable, but we could quibble. But
yeah.
Go ahead. That's a good one.
But yeah, like Lattimore, to me, adds so much to this defense, and you got to see a glimpse of it on Sunday. Me and Danny were talking about this before the show started. Like, the amount of zero blitzes we saw called by Joe Witt Jr., who, by the way, I don't know if you saw the picture of him with the ice in his bottom row of his mouth, Danny Ruggiero. Joe Witt Jr.'s got a grill now.
Oh.
He was doing the whole thing. It was
amazing. I didn't see that.
It's
no.
my lock. Well, it was my lock screen for about 30 minutes, and I got told I was an idiot. But, like, that to me, that level of aggression, we haven't seen that from Washington defensively. You talked about it. It's been a lot of too-high stuff, try to generate pressure with four, hope that Frankie Louvu hits the spin move on somebody. Having a premier shutdown corner on the opposite side allows you to really get aggressive with your pressure packages, and I think that may be the key to them winning a postseason game.
I like it. Darius, your gift.
My gift to the Washington Commanders would be the 2022 version of Daron Payne and the 2021 version of Jonathan Allen becoming a combined force in the last 2 weeks of the regular season, if John Allen comes back this week.
That's a hell of a gift.
Through the playoffs.
I'm a little mad I didn't think of that one.
So am I. That's why I slam things and all that.
That's annoying. I mean, good one, Darius, but I'm annoyed.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, Daron
Payne, 11 and a half sacks in 2022. Jonathan Allen, 9.5 sacks in 2021. Combine those two forces together, and let's go on a run, boys.
Again, great job, Darius. That's really good.
Why don't you come host the show, buddy? Jeez.
Max Kleber, give me your super
I can't believe I have to follow that, but the draft rights to Emeka Ibuka.
Well, that's way worse. I'm kidding. Good one. I like those gifts. Another gift. Austin Eckler comes up in about 5 minutes right here on G&D. Linnell is in for Grant, and we're a little over, I'd say we're around 30 minutes away from the all request impression line. Get him in now. Tweet me at Funny Danny. Get in the YouTube chat, or you'll be able to call us on the web. But Austin Eckler joins us in 5 minutes.